We're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, April 8, 2024 at 6:01 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Thomas Ullman.
Present.
Devin Sonnefeld.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian. Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Here.
Devin Hupp.
Here.
We do have a quorum.
Thank you, Scott. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the April 8th, 2024 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence of Exhibit A, staff report for each case Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you, Scott. First item is review and action of the March 11, 2024 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion for approval?
I would move to approve the minutes as presented.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Minutes stand approved.
I'll make a motion for a four-minute time limit for the speakers, not including the applicant.
We've got a motion on the floor to limit 4 minutes for any speaker, not including the applicant. Do we have a second?
Second.
Got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're going to move on to the public hearing and final vote. We have two conditional use permits that will be voted on and approved or denied here, and then we have two rezones. And on the rezones, the Planning Commission actually votes on the motion to either recommend the approval or denial to the Taney County Commission. So we'll start with the conditional use permits. First one is 130 James Street, Taneyville.
CUP number 24005, so Alan and Joyce Hansel are seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for an auction house to be located at 130 James Street, Taneyville. The property is currently zoned A1 for agricultural district. So you guys, not very long ago, heard a rezone request for this location. It was rezoned to A1, which allows conditional use permit application. So this is the city of Taneyville. It sits on the south side of an old vacated street named James Street. You see the building that you saw previously. Put your applicants here. I'll let him add more to how he's running it and give his explanation.
I'm here tonight by myself. Joyce is in the hospital. She had major heart surgery. And so, guys, I'm going to try to answer any questions I can. She usually takes care of all this. I'll answer anything I can. We're just trying to have an auction, trying to have a good little auction, you know, a little country thing. It's one night a week. Mostly inside, unless we get a big item, then I'll sell it outside. Most of our stuff sold inside. I mean, I'm not trying to harm nobody, not trying to, you know, upset nobody. We're just trying to have a small little auction. It's more of a community thing. Believe me, it's not a money maker right now. but it's just more of a community thing. A lot of people, friends and stuff, have seen each other there. They ain't seen each other in years, but it's more of a camaraderie than it is anything else. It's just, you know, we're trying to have a nice little auction, something to do.
So from the last time you were here from the rezone, it went to the county commission. So what transpired during that meeting? Can
they
you give us an update?
They switched it over to A1. R1, A1, I think is what it was. Was that right?
Scott,
yes, I'm sorry. Yes, it was zoned. I'll just pull up your zoning right here.
And everybody agreed to, even the people that...
R1, and you see it's now white, so it's rezoned to A1, agriculture.
They said they had no problem going that route, and they agreed to everything after that.
Okay. And then the other item during that I recall during the meeting, and see if anybody else has a question, but was the concern of parking on James Street, and you were looking at doing additional parking. Has that been addressed?
Well, we had a current picture. I just kind of gravel. All of this is now gravel and concrete. I'll put it back there. Another, 75 by 100 at least, Larry? At least back there. And I've cleared off on the other side of the street there. I pushed all the brush and stuff back, so there's plenty of parking on the other side of the street also. Or the, not the street, it ain't a street, but easement.
Okay. Any additional questions for the applicant?
So no on-street parking?
No on-street parking. The guy that helps me back here in the corner immediately goes out before the sale, during everybody coming in the parking, and right before the sale starts, and make sure no one is parked on the street. If they are, we ask them to move it.
So this is like a consignment barn?
It's a consignment barn is what it is.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Why don't we see who's in the audience? Do we have anyone in the audience that signed up that's opposed to the application?
Several of them.
Opposed?
Yes.
Do you want to come on up?
I'm Ramona Blair, and I am a neighbor to all of this.
Can you point out where you live at?
Yeah, I was right here.
Next door.
Okay. And yes, there may be a change in the parking now, but it has been where they've been on the street, right along the edge of the street, or even in our yard parking previously for this auction. You know, when we first bought the property, it was not zoned where this was even an issue or a concern. We didn't want to have a commercial building beside us, but now that's what it is. And with it comes all of the stuff that's laying around all the time that is not best as a visual. When, you know, we are at our house, if we would want to sell our home, you know, I can't see the price of it going up at all because of what is beside us, which is, you know, things laying all over. Old pallets rotting, particle board rotting, wood rotting, old boats sitting out there. It's an eyesore. And my big concern is the fact that our property value is going down because of what they are doing. So I'm here because of that, because I don't want our property to go down. I don't want to have this crazy eyesore that gets worse all the time beside me. And so there are my concerns.
Is there any kind of fencing between your property and that property?
It's not a wooden fence or any kind of barrier to avoid the view. There's a fence, but it's just like a wire fence.
Okay.
I tried to put up some
so here'd be the property line.
Zebra grass, to help with the view, but, you know, that's not year-round either, and it shouldn't be our responsibility to put up a privacy fence, because, like I said, when we purchased the property, that was not a concern. And we wouldn't have purchased the property if I would have known that there was going to be an auction or a commercial building in that location. Okay.
So none of this was going on, the auction, when you purchased your property?
No. No, absolutely. There was nothing in that spot. Then they purchased that property, and then that's where we're at right now.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyone else in the audience oppose the application? Anybody sign up to speak on behalf of the application? Good evening.
Hello. Belinda Moore. I come because I come to the auctions all the time. I'm not sure exactly when the lady purchased her property, but I will tell you that there is nothing that hasn't been there for years other than the building. And it's a nice new building. All the junk that she's talking about, I will tell you, if anybody, or you can go back on your Google Maps for probably several years, everything that's there has been there. Rotten pallets don't rot there in, you know, 6-7 months. That right there should tell you that if there's clearly rotten pallets, all that. It's been there for years. It's been there rotten. So I don't know when she bought her property, but all I'll say is nothing has changed. This stuff is the same stuff that's been there for 100 years as far as I can tell. And it's their complete property is that way, not just what's right beside them. And everything that goes into the auction goes in the building, except for a few big things, and they're sold and they leave. So as far as the auction contributing to her lifestyle or what she sees, it's not making a difference. Now, if she wants to come to court and say something to them about how they do their property in general, I can understand that. But to say that it's the auction that's causing her view problems, I don't think is the truth. I mean, we come once a week down there. There's people, I come from Douglas County. There's people that comes from clear up in several other counties, Webster County, that are traveling down here to this area, that are spending money, that are going into the different, you know, shops. We eat. We do things down here. So to me, it's bringing in money from outside areas that wouldn't come in here to spend stuff. It's once a week. I can tell you that I am there. I have not missed one sale. There has never been anybody that has parked on someone else's property. If she's got pictures, I'd love for her to show them, because we go out and check every time. There has been people that parked along the roads. He has cleared it and made it where they cannot possibly, you know, be in the road. They can get clear off the road, because they might have been a half a tire on the road at some point when we first started. But now all the vehicles are off the road. There's plenty of parking. He put parking in the back. So I don't know if it's just they don't like each other as neighbors, but I don't really feel that the auction house is in any way bothering them, you know, other than some people parked in the drive once a week.